reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think we all like being liked, don't we? We like being included, being on the inside. We like it when our opinions are respected or when we're chosen for a special role or maybe to be on a team. Well, let's get over it. According to today's gospel, if we truly want to follow Jesus, it isn't going to be like that. If we tell the truth about our experience of God's love and justice and mercy, some people aren't going to like us. If we act out the Beatitudes and thank God for what seem like curses instead of blessings, some people will think we're crazy. If we speak out against the lies and hypocrisy of our world, we're going to get in trouble. Yes, it's about this world we live in, a world that Jesus pits against the reign of God. But wait a minute. Earlier in John's Gospel, we hear about how much God loves the world, so much that God gave us his only Son. God created that world, and God loves every creature living there. What happened? Between creation and redemption, a kind of anti-world developed, a way of living contrary to God's intention. From the very beginning, humankind began to argue and fight and even kill each other. The world soon became a power struggle, a far cry from the idyllic setting of our first parents. Then God's Son was born into that bruised and broken world and began to put it together, patch it up, heal it, and make it whole again. During this Easter season, we celebrate the renewal of the face of the earth. We celebrate the restoration of God's dream, where the lion and the lamb lie down together, and harmony and forgiveness reign. That dysfunctional world is the one that hated Jesus and now hates us. We can choose to be part of it. We can go along with the crowd, or we can choose to live in the reign of God. In fact, we can even participate in the healing of the world, along with Christ, because now we are his body. And someday, beyond days, those two worlds will be one, embraced by the compassion of our Creator. In the meantime, we won't always be loved, but we will be one with love itself.